Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
One of our favorite Thanksgiving traditions is revisiting my co-host Robin Young's trip to see snow geese in Vermont with her late uncle, Lachlan McLachlan Field. At the time, he was 88 years old and starting a battle with Alzheimer's. Robin will always be thankful she took that trip.
The snow geese, thousands of them, touch down every fall at a refuge called Dead Creek. My Uncle Locke had taken me there once to see the brown Canadian geese, but I wanted to see the snows. My cousin Peggy kept writing this fall, telling me that the snows had arrived. Finally, I got the subtext of her postcards. The leaves were falling. The snow geese would soon be leaving. And at 88, it's not like my uncle was going to wait around forever either. So up to Vermont we went.
Uncle Locke?
Yo!
Hi!
Hey, yo!
We should go see the geese while we can.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go with you.
My uncle, Lachlan McLachlan Field, looms large in my branch of the family. We were from the suburbs of New York. He collected arrowheads and with his son carved duck decoys. He and my late Aunt Martha spent years in the war, then came to Middlebury where he taught high school art. To us, he was General Patton meets Norman Rockwell.
I can't drive the car anymore, so I'm stuck here. I haven't been out of this. I haven't seen it. You're the first person I've seen in this house in 2 weeks.
No.
That's true.
Well, hardly. Cousin Peggy and her family live just down the road. It's just that at 88, Uncle Locke recently had to give up cross-country skiing. He's not painting as much. We went into his artist retreat to gather up the things we needed to birdwatch, binoculars, and telescopes.
I love all this military stuff you have framed up here.
Things like that. It's a big deal because I got that out of the house in a crawl space over in Middlebury Way.
Yeah. And what is it, a U.S. mail pouch?
That thing, Civil War. It's a cartridge box and bayonet.
A cartridge box and a bayonet. Look at that.
The place is a mess.
No, I love it.
I don't work out here. That's why I'm sort of sit around and vegetate.
Not today. We're going to geese.
Now, I know that life here in Middlebury, Vermont isn't exactly quaint. This is a college town, but I love being here, where the silence is broken only by us.
She's a pro. In case someone steals it.
When was the last time you heard an alarm up here?
I got it.
So, off to Dead Creek, about a 20-minute drive from Middlebury. And on the way, we would do what relatives do this time of year, whether convening to go see a bird or to eat one. We just talked.
Have you been following all the news? You know, all the fighting in Afghanistan and...
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you something. At my age, all I can remember is fighting. Been going on for years. Slow down, because you're going to go across the traffic that goes that way. You go straight.
Okay. Didn't you fight in the Battle of the Bulge?
Well, yeah, me and several hundreds of thousands of other people.
Yeah, I didn't think you were there by yourself.
Yeah, all alone, I held them up. Yeah, that was sort of cold weather. A lot of snow.
Tell me about Dead Creek. I've been trying to explain it, that it's sort of a resting place where the migratory birds?
Yeah, there's a lot of water over there, and it's right on the big flyway from north to south, so they flock in there. Apparently, there's a lot of stuff that they like to eat. And I've seen geese there you wouldn't believe, but no guarantee this time that they're there. See, the weather's getting colder, and they aren't going to hang around.
I know.
They're going to bug off down south.
Yeah.
They go through sometimes in by the thousands. I saw one day I walked out in the backyard and snow geese were going by. Yeah. They were low, very, very, very low, and they were way back of the house. They were flying single file. And I bet you the line of them was probably 3 football field lengths.
Really? Low.
So I got big. I watched this big chain going. It's up over the top of the trees, down, down, down. Never ever seen it since. Huh. Sometimes you can hear them coming, all honking away. Sound exactly like that. If you want to know?
They do. Okay, Uncle Locke, we just saw a sign: Dead Creek Wildlife Management. And the good news is, I see some cars up ahead. I see.
See? A lot of times the geese get out in there. See?
Okay.
Right. There they go. See them?
Yep. All right.
Look at the cars here.
I know.
Well, that means a lot of geese. Look at them out there. See them?
Yep. Let's go up there. Oh, look, there's geese.
At Dead Creek, we met up with my cousins and Brian Pfeiffer, a member of the Vermont Audubon Society, who runs several bird tours.
This is a refuge for them. They can't be hunted here.
Oh, man.
And they know that they can't be hunted here. I mean, these geese are really smart. All around this refuge, sort of beyond the perimeter of what we can see, are hunters with decoys and weapons loaded, you know, for these birds. There are at least three different kinds of geese here. Obviously, we see lots of snow geese here. Canada geese are here. But also, we're seeing regularly Ross's goose. It's a small version of a snow goose. They have a bluish base at the bill, whereas, you know, snow goose has that black grin patch, you know, where the upper and lower mandibles meet. And people think that we're nuts, you know, because we come out here and we look at all these snow geese. But I've spent days out here when I've looked at every single snow goose that I could find. I may look at 10,000 geese looking for one Ross's goose. It's
give
also
the name of that thing again.
Ross's, R-O-S-S.
R-O-S-S
apostrophe S.
Yeah, okay.
Ross's goose.
Huh? Yeah.
Small. They're out here.
Yeah, I want to see one now.
Yeah,
see,
so do I.
Hey, but look, I'm looking up there. I'm way up, much higher than the others we've seen. There's a V forming. Are they leaving?
Those birds appear to be leaving. Also, if you look right over the parking lot here, is a bird that's hovering. That's a red-tailed hawk hovering. But yes, those birds are leaving. You notice the V formation?
Yeah.
You see how one arm of the V is longer than the other?
Yeah.
They've actually figured out why that is, why one arm is longer than the other. The longer arm has more geese in it.
Oh my gosh! Hundreds, thousands of them! Uncle Locke, look! Thousands!
Around, yeah.
Oh, maybe they'll come this way. Here they come.
Wow, this is the best way to look at them.
I will never forget the look on my uncle's face. He'd put on my cousin's cape because of the cold, and when the birds rose up, probably because of that hawk, so did he. It was as if the ground where the snow geese were had been covered with snow, and then someone scooped it all up and threw it in the air like confetti.
Gliding down. See how they're starting to glide as the wind's coming at them?
I'll hear some more. Stragglers.
Okay. Heading north, not south.
I know, it's the wrong way. Go back.
I mean, I think that these geese are one of the great natural events in all of New England. You know, you can think of all the great things that happen in New England, like, I don't know, you know, movement of whales off the coast or spotted salamanders going to vernal pools in the spring. But these geese are just one great fall experience. And you had it. I mean, when they all flew over your heads, you know. I mean, that's just, I live for that every fall.
I bet I saw the snow geese one time going by down through Cornwall.
Yeah.
Looked out back, and it was nothing but a thin white line.
Yes.
As far as you could see, and tree height. As far south as you could see, and far north. Just one long column of them.
Yeah.
Must be thousands of them.
Much, Brian.
Okay. Oh, sure.
We're getting frozen.
That's right.
What'd you think?
Think about what?
The geese.
Oh, pretty nice. Yeah, I've seen millions of them, you know.
I know you have. But I saw the look on your face when that group lifted up and took off.
Oh, it's tremendous, isn't it?
Yeah.
With weather like this, they'll be taken off out of here. They'll be gone.
Yeah.
When they go, it's like turning the light off. They're gone.
Okay. When you want to get something to eat?
You want to get something to eat?
Yeah.
Not particularly. Why, you?
Yes, I do.
A return visit to the Snow Geese of Vermont with my late uncle, Lachlan McLaughlin Field, who passed away in 2004 at the age of 91. I think of him often, especially when I see a line of geese stretched across the sky.
A thin white line, as far as you can see, and tree height. Just yeah. One long column of them. When they go, it's like turning the light off. They're gone.